Okay, you took a freight train to California, is that true?
Yeah, we was on a freight train, riding a boxcar. That's where I seen some of the best grape orchards, where they grow grapes. And for miles and miles, them folks had nothing but grape farms, where they grew different kind of grapes. We was happy to see all that. Hadn't seen nothing like that before in California. But anyway, we had a nice time and got out there in California. And then I went to work for my father. My father was working for the rich sporting folks. So I got me a job working for the movie star folks. And I worked for Clark Gable and Charlie Chapman and Stephen Fitchett, butler for Joan Crawford, the movie star. I got what you might say on big times here. Tell the truth, I forgot all about our troubles that we had in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Didn't you married a woman out there?
Yeah, I married a woman out there, but she died. I married more than one. My last wife was Bessie.
But this woman you married in California, she was a cook?
I married her in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and we moved to California. She was a good cook in Tulsa, so when she got to California, she got a good job cooking for, what was that movie star called?
Joan Crawford?
Yeah, she was cooking for Joan Crawford. That's right. And so I got along nicely then.
And then you had a job. What did you do? Were you a butler?
Yeah, I did some butlering and I was driving for some rich doctor.
You mentioned Clark Gable. Can you tell us what he was like?
I only taking care of him when they come to the home. I was butlering for Joan Crawford, and they would come to her house, and they'd come there and have dinner. I'd have to help serve them.
Charlie Chaplin came to the house, too?
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. But they hadn't moved over to England. I didn't know just whereabouts in England, but they was over to England. London or somewhere over there. They went over there because they didn't want to pay taxes. But I didn't hear them talk about it, but I didn't know too much about it. But our leading movie stars went over to England.
California was taxing them too much.
That's right.
All this time you lived in California, were you hearing anything about Tulsa and the aftermath of the race riot? Did you stay in touch with anybody?
No. My mother and my grandmother and them, they got along so nice after they calmed down everything. They didn't want to leave Tulsa themselves. And so they stayed around in Tulsa in them little shacks that they built them because their real homes had done been burnt down.
You lived in California until about 1998, and you came back to Tulsa.
I'd come back to Tulsa every now and then to see about my mother and my grandmother and them, visit with them a while. But I made my home, really, in California.
When you would come back to visit, what did you think about Tulsa, and what did your grandmother and mother talk about that? Because here this riot had gone on. What were they talking about?
The Ku Klux Klan had taken over the power of the city. They didn't allow the colored folks to have nothing to do with what was going on downtown and what the folks was up to. They had to be, what you might say, kind of like prisoners. They had to be quiet, and they couldn't say nothing. They tell me it lasted around 3 or 4 years that the Ku Klux Klan wouldn't let them have nothing to say and wouldn't let no other town come in and help us. That Ku Klux Klan kept them bound down for 3 or 4 years.